Welcome to Grasping the Word for 2024. This is our verse of the week for April 14th. Our verse is 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. John wrote this first epistle in the very late first century, as the last living apostle of the Lamb. He wrote to warn of false prophets in the world, like he did in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. These false prophets were teaching things concerning Jesus Christ himself, which was contrary to the truth. John wrote as one who had personally heard, seen, and touched Jesus Christ, as he made known at the very start of this letter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, that we which have seen and heard declare we unto you. He also wrote of the blood of Christ in chapter 1, verse 7, as well as in verses 6 and 8 in chapter 5. John, having been at the cross, would have literally seen the blood and water flow from the side of Jesus Christ as he was pierced. Though others claim to have revelations, which were actually delusions, John himself had been an eyewitness. Yet John did more than confront false doctrine. He also reminded the believers that they must be overcomers of the world continually. First, he warns about loving the world. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. After warning about loving the world, the second thing is he warns those who are born of God that they are not known by the world, because the world did not even know Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And beyond that, he said in 1 John 3, 13, that the world may hate the believer. And he said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. And fourthly, the world is wicked. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. In short, believers must beware of this world. It is not our friend. It doesn't know us, and it may even hate us. In this letter, however, John does not leave us to feel especially vulnerable, but encourages all to be victorious. There are two verses which clearly indicate this. The first is 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This verse is saying they have overcome the false prophets because the power within the children of God is greater than the spirit behind those false prophets. The second verse encouraging victory is our verse of the week, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Overcometh is continual. To be victorious, we must overcome more than one or two times and be content with that. But we must continue to overcome. Overcoming or conquering must become our way of life. And there are two keys to victory that are given in our verse of the week. First of all, we need to be born of God. There are many people who claim to have been born of God that actually have only made a confession of sin or faith to believe. They have not experienced being born of water and of the Spirit in the manner which Jesus spoke of to Nicodemus in John 3. Without this experience, one will never continually overcome. We need the power of the Holy Spirit within us to be victorious. Jesus referred to the Spirit as the Spirit of truth in the Gospel according to John chapter 14, verse 17. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, power is received after the Holy Ghost comes upon us. This occurred in the context of Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Further, the new birth preached by the apostles was clearly defined in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The second key beyond being born of God is our faith. Our faith. According to the New International Dictionary of New Testament Theology, this word faith in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 is a noun. Most of the time, John uses a verb for faith, but here it is a noun. It is linked with that of like Jude 1:3, who admonished us to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. When John wrote, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith," he was challenging the saints of God to remain steadfast in what is true. Under no incident should we ever deny the faith, no matter how persuasive a false prophet may be. The original group of believers in Acts 2 continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine according to Acts 2, verse 42. It is this soundness and consistency in true doctrine that enabled the apostle Paul to write in 2 Timothy 4, "I have kept the faith." In summation, our greatest guard against the false teaching of false prophets is to have a genuine new birth experience as found in the Bible and to know and abide in true doctrine or faith as your New Testament Bible teaches. In order for us to discern whether someone's speaking the truth or fiction, we must always compare their words to the Word of God. The Apostle Paul reminded Timothy in his second epistle, chapter 3, verse 16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." The only way to know truth from error is to know what the scripture says. That is always truth, because it is the one source of which we have full assurance that it is God inspired. This is the victory that overcometh the world.